AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This hour, we expect to hear an apology from Volkswagen for cheating on emissions tests. Volkswagen's top U.S. official is appearing before angry lawmakers. And we expect to hear him say the company will not try to have its 2016 models emissions certified. Our Violet Ekonomova with what that means for dealers and car buyers.
VW plans to withdraw applications seeking U.S. emissions certifications for 2016 model Jettas, Golfs, Passats, and Beetles with diesel engines. The move raises questions about whether the emissions rigging software in earlier cars is also in the new models. It also leaves thousands of diesel vehicles stranded at ports nationwide and dealers with no new diesel-powered vehicles to sell.
NATO is signaling that it's ready to protect Turkey against any threat from Russia after Russian warplanes flew into Turkish airspace. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
NATO is responding. We are implementing the biggest reinforcement of our collective defense since the end of the Cold War.
He spoke at a defense minister's meeting in Brussels. That meeting's being overshadowed by the growing concerns over Russia's military actions in Syria. A top Italian anti-terrorism prosecutor says an ex-U.S. diplomat convicted in the CIA kidnapping of an Egyptian cleric years ago has now been detained in Portugal. Sabrina de Sousa was arrested at Lisbon Airport on Monday. She's been released from custody, but her passport's been seized, pending a court decision on whether to turn her over to Italy to serve a six-year prison sentence. She was convicted in absentia in 2004. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week, a sign that employers are holding on to their workers, though hiring's been slowing down. This is AP Radio News. The Coast Guard has called off the search for survivors of a U.S. cargo ship that sank during Hurricane Joaquin. Here's our Tony Winton.
The Coast Guard sent three cutters, flew multiple air missions, and even got help from private vessels. But Captain Mark Fedor said search efforts were ending.
Any decision to suspend a search is painful. In this particular case, we were searching for fellow professional mariners.
Meanwhile, the National Transportation Safety Board is ramping up the probe into why the El Faro's engines failed and how it came to be in a hurricane in the first place, including using underwater robots to find the ship's data recorder, thought to be some 15,000 feet under the sea. Tony Winton, Mayport, Florida.
GM telling owners of some SUVs not to use the windshield wipers because an electrical short could cause the wiper motor to catch fire. It's recalling the affected vehicles. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.